Thank you so much. It's right. It's Mike and Kim Burch, and it's time for a little good stuff. Now, we know you've had a lot of good stuff. It's Christmas week, and lots of good things are happening, but this is just a little more to add to your day.
The icing on top of the cupcake, which is on top of the cinnamon roll, which is on top of the pecan pie.
There you go. Pretty accurate.
From Rick and Lynn Shippey in Winter, South Dakota, if you're buying, selling, or auctioning off real estate, well, you need to get a hold of Rick and Lynn at Shippey Realty in Winter, South Dakota. A very Merry Christmas from Rick and Lynn.
And Tri-State Livestock News. Unlike any other publication, they are here to bring you the latest in comprehensive coverage on everything agriculture, from horse sales, rodeo news, to the latest at farm equipment. They're the cattleman's publication, no exception. Why don't you check out Tri-State Livestock News? If you value the livestock industry, go to tsln.com, Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Before you read your post-Christmas thing, who is quoted as saying, whose famous saying was, nip it in the bud?
Somebody famous said nip it in the bud?
A famous TV character. Barney Fife from Andy Griffith. Remember that? Nip it in the bud.
Oh, there you go.
As a deputy sheriff of the fictionalized Mayberry, North Carolina, Barney Fife, played by Don Knotts, took any sign of trouble seriously, insisting the characters must be nipping it in the bud. He often took things hilariously too far as a result, but his heart was in the right place.
Always. He was such a good man.
All right. So we made it through Christmas. We're counting down the new year. What do you got for us?
I have a piece called A Christmas Prose. And actually, I think I'm reading it after Christmas because I think right now in the aftermath of Christmas, this might make a little more sense to us. If you're working real hard to make your Christmas nice, please stop for a moment and take my advice, because it isn't the presents, the toys, or the treats, the overstuffed stockings, or the freshly cut meat. It isn't the man in the red and white suit, or the children all dressed up so formal and cute. You see, this time of year, there is magic in the air. But you'll miss all this magic if you are not there. That's why it's a must that at this time, I say, please turn off your tech when it comes to Christmas Day. Shut off the cell phone. Turn off the TVs. Shut down your PlayStation, Xbox, or your Wii. Turn off all the trinkets, the broadcast, or chatter. Turn off your iPads, and iPods for that matter. Now, for the next step, you may need some rehearsing, but sit down with your family and start some conversing. Figure out things you can all do together, like going outside and enjoying the weather. Build a snowman, go sledding, or play a board game. Just make sure that this holiday isn't the same. Most kids won't remember what was under the tree, but they'll say, every Christmas my folks spent time with me. Sure, you make enough money to buy their respect, but that can't compensate for those times of neglect. If you really want Christmas to be precious and dear, please take time just to cherish your family this year. And like I said, just coming off, well, and some people are still having their holidays.
True.
So they can still be doing this. But think how you might do things a little different next year.
You know, this is one of the highest times of the year for battery sales, because you got all those toys and the batteries ran down, and now you need to get more batteries and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, in fact, one quoted source said between January and February, battery sales jumped 22% in some locations.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a big jump.
That's a huge jump. Let's go with a few lighthearted little stories. Rushing up to a large airline's ticket counter, a man gasped, "Miss, please help me. I have to get to Chicago in the worst way." The clerk calmly pointed to her left and said, "Sir, that would be the airline next to us."
Oh.
Getting there in the worst way.
Getting the worst. Okay.
Yeah. Well. There you go. In the public library, a man with his new library card questioned the pretty librarian. "Do you mean to say," he asked, "that with this card I may take out any book I want?" "Yes," she answered. "And may I take out record albums too?" "Yes, you may." "May I take you out?" he ventured. Drawing herself up to her full height, she replied, "The librarians, sir, are for reference only."
Ooh. No.
Yeah. Justine Valente.
WW Tire Service, with 8 locations in central and eastern Nebraska, want to wish everybody a safe driving for the new year and into 2025. From Shane and all of his crew, a happy new year from WW Tire Service.
Hey, if you are anywhere near Belle Fouche in the near future or the distant future, make sure you check out Integrity Meats, because that's where they are located. And they are grateful for all customers and their community. And they wish you a happy new year coming up 2025 from Integrity Meats.
And that's the good stuff.